So, Rachel, first of all, we'll start with your club, Aylesford Bulls. Recently won the Women's Premiership. You beat Bristol in the final. How does that rank on the list of your achievements?
Yeah, it's pretty up there. It's, you know, a huge honour to be able to have won the Premiership this season. And also, we won the Cup as well. So we did the double in what is our first season. You know, we've become an association with Harlequins this year. So it's been, you know, a new side coming together. And to have done what we've achieved has been incredible.
Yeah. And Bristol weren't an easy side to beat. They've got a wealth of international talent like Marley Packer, Amber Reid, Sarah Hunter, and they can't have been an easy side to break down.
No, look, we knew how dominant they've been all season, and we knew that if we didn't do our homework on them and turn up and give everything that we had, then we knew that we were going to be in for a tough day at the office. Huge respect to them. They've kind of taken the game, I think, in the Premiership to a new level, and that's inspired other people to try and play like them and be like them. So, you know, credit to them where it's due.
And your head coach, Gary Street, said that even you exceeded his expectations from the beginning of the season. And Aylesford were bottom of the league for the last three terms. And then this season, like you say, they've done the double and recently won the Premiership. But what's changed this season to see such drastic improvements?
I think, you know, it comes down to a lot of things, but we obviously, as I said, that we've come in associations with Harlequins, so we've had some players come from different clubs, we've had a few different internationals involved, and so we've had to really work hard at our off-pitch culture and making sure that we've become a team, because it'd be quite easy just for people to stay in the pockets of people that they know. And so we worked really hard on that, and now we've got a really fantastic and strong, you know, side management team off the pitch, in our physios and our S&C and our management, and just, you know, it's been a bit of everything, bringing the team together and making sure that our coaching and our training week in, week out is always developing and always moving us on. And it's a really good environment. It's a competitive one, so there's people trying for places, and every week people want to get better, which is incredible to see and be a part of. But yeah, it's full credit to everybody that's been involved to make sure that, you know, we've come together and become a team that we are, so that we can deliver performances and come away with wins on the pitch.
And you're formally joining with Harlequins for next season for the Women's Super League, which is the new competition starting in September. 10 clubs have been selected to join the competition, as you'll know, and the RFU is looking to change it into the best league in the world and put multi-millions of pounds into it. How big will this league and the financial investment from the RFU and the individual clubs be for the growth of the women's game in England?
I think it's incredible. It's definitely the next step that the women's game needs. It's following in the footsteps of the men. And I think the investment is incredible from the RFU and for clubs to now back that up as well and support their players. I think it just breeds excitement, not just for players, but also for now for coaching roles and physio roles and S&C, because it's not just about players. It's about the whole package and trying to increase, you know, opportunities within women's rugby. And I think the Super League is going to do that and put, you know, women's rugby on another extra, you know, global market.
And before Super Rugby gets underway in September, there's a small issue of defending England's World Cup title in Ireland this summer, which I'm sure is attracting all your focus and looming bigger and bigger on the horizon.
Yeah, it's just a small issue. We've got obviously a tour to New Zealand beforehand to see how we go there and, you know, really sort of lay our marker down of where we are as a team and what we need to work on going into the World Cup. But we're kind of not focusing on defending the World Cup. We're just thinking about going there to win it. It's, you know, it's nobody's to win back, if you know. It's about us starting again and trying to bring the trophy home.
Great. And finally, a word on your academy, which you set up, called 12. Give us a bit of an idea as to why you set up the academy.
I set the academy up because I feel that there's not really its own identity for girls rugby out there in terms of international rugby camps for girls and just an opportunity for girls to come together and meet girls from other clubs. You know, a lot of girls are out there inspiring to play internationally and they need to learn a lot about, you know, working with other teams and other people and get to know each other. So it's creating that environment that they're allowed to learn in, which they can make mistakes in, and hopefully, you know, drawing on my own experiences, I can help them develop and become international players. But if they don't, that's also, you know, it's not an issue. I want girls to be able to be confident and be in an environment where they can excel. And I remember growing up, I was always just surrounded by boys, and it wasn't necessarily a problem, but, you know, I then moved on to girls rugby only, and I'm trying to create that sort of environment a little bit earlier for them. So it's just trying to give back a little bit to the sport that's given me so much, and hopefully I'm helping develop the next generation.
Now, what do you think the business world can learn from the world of rugby? Do you think there's messages from that side of things that can come through as well? It's in terms of a winning mentality and that sort of thing?
Yeah, I think there's so much that there's crossover with sport and business in terms of, you know, you just look at like leadership and teamwork and discipline and how all of that can be incorporated into any business world. You know, and also you look at like the hard working ethic, they always wanted to be challenged, always want to get better. You know, if you've got people like that in business, it's only going to drive a business forward. As you know, in rugby, we always want to get better and drive teams forward. So I think there's so much crossover and there's so much, you know, opportunity for sport to learn from business and business to learn from sport.
And finally, question I'll be asking everyone that I talk to for the podcast. If you had to put your life in the hands of one teammate, who would it be and why?
That's a really tough one. I'd probably have to go for my roommate, which is Fee Pocock. But see, as I'm always doing stuff for her, so I'm always picking up the pieces for her. I don't know if I'd trust her with my life. That's a big question. Sorry, I can't answer.
Is she responsible, Fee?
Yeah, she is pretty responsible. Yeah. With big issues, she's probably more responsible as opposed to the little mundane things that I have to get through for her. So, yeah, I trust my teammate and my roommate. Real.